Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart. New South Wales police have arrested former broadcaster Alan Jones as part of an investigation over alleged indecent assault and sexual touching offences over a 20-year period until 2019. No charges have been laid at this stage. In a statement, New South Wales Police said child abuse squad detectives say they also executed a search warrant at the 83-year-old's luxury Sydney apartment at Circular Quay at 7:45 a.m. The Herald and The Age newspapers in recent months published allegations from a number of young men that they had been indecently assaulted by Alan Jones. He has previously denied all allegations against him. The Senate has voted to censure independent Senator Lydia Thorpe over her King Charles protest. Last month, during King Charles' official visit to Australia, Senator Thorpe declared he was not her king, shouting to the head of state in the Great Hall of Parliament before being escorted out. A censure motion has no specified consequences, but is an expression of the Senate's disapproval of an individual's actions. Whilst moving the motion, Senator Penny Wong condemned the senator for her actions.
We should deny them the attention they seek, but in doing so, we should also signal the upholding of standards, standards of respect, when we have dignitaries visit our parliament, in Senator Thorpe's case, no less than the head of state, and standards of respect when it comes to talking about our fellow Australians.
United Australia Party Senator Ralph Babbitt was also censured by the Senate over a controversial tweet he made after Donald Trump's election win. A new report has revealed how homelessness services around Australia are struggling to meet the demand for their help amid growing rental stress. Homelessness Australia and Impact Economics found more than 3 million Australians are now at risk of homelessness. Meanwhile, services are turning more people away. During September, 83% of services surveyed were unable to answer phone calls at times, and nearly 40% of services were forced to close their doors during operating hours. Homelessness Australia Chief Executive Kate Colvin says there is an urgent need to increase funding and resources for homelessness services.
Everyday workers have to make impossible choices between a woman with children who might have no car and a woman with children who perhaps does have a car, and they have to choose who can have the available accommodation. So what the research revealed was that on 1 in 5 days, homelessness services can't even provide the support that's needed to a woman with children who has nowhere to go that night.
The chief executive of Woolworths has been questioned on its pricing strategy as part of the competition regulator's inquiry into supermarkets. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission inquiry was initiated by the federal government in February with the goal of examining how prices are set at different levels of the supply chain and the associated margins. It has already questioned Aldi executives and will question Coles bosses later this week. Woolworths Chief Executive Amanda Bardwell told the inquiry Coles is the main competitor and its strategy in dealing with that includes price and other factors.
The non-price aspects are things like the quality of our products, the experience when you come into our stores, the ease of walking around and finding the items that you're looking for, the convenience of the location itself, including car parking and the like, if you're physically shopping in our stores, and then the service that you receive from our team as you're walking through the store, or indeed increasingly e-commerce offerings are also play an important role.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.